Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and live via the satellite, streaming right now online for everybody to hear. Plus, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, along with our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. Now, to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, and butchers, and bakers, and maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working the oil rigs wherever you're at, all around the country and around the world, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page and follow us along there on Facebook, and you can also get in the chat room, and you can also follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, Wisconsin's going to have an election today, right, Kyle?
That's right. Well, they almost didn't.
tell us about that.
Yeah, well, they almost didn't, but the Wisconsin Supreme Court, yesterday, blocked the executive order by the governor, Tony Evers, who's a Democrat. He wanted to stop the in-person voting and then wanted to reschedule their primary until June the 9th, but got knocked down by that state Supreme Court.
Well, people don't realize when you stop an election like that, and then you turn around and you're going to have it at a different time, it's going to cost lots of money to do that. And to put up another election, I know where I'm at down here, it's at least $1 million to do a statewide election, or maybe a lot more than that. But that's what it used to be, figure a minimum of $1 million to put on a statewide election. And that's exactly what they got going on there.
Well, exactly. And I think there's a Republican-controlled legislature there, and they also rejected that call to make that change. But and of course, as we look ahead, even Joe Biden himself said that the convention for the Democrats might have to be a virtual convention, even though they've already postponed that. But we're going to see how this goes. But it's going to put it at least out into June now for this. Some other primaries will be in that area as well, and so we'll see what happens.
I think Joe Biden has just developed a love for the Internet since he's got this podcast thing going. I think he thinks that's the best thing since melted butter.
Well, it does keep him from traveling all over the place, but he's just been having problems, I hate to say, in interviews, you know. He just seems to not be doing quite so well, but it is a very interesting thing.
Now, the International Business Daily and TIPP poll has come out. Very interesting poll. The Trump approval rating has been rising amongst the pandemic, and people believe he's doing a good job. Now, there are some numbers here that I've got right here in front of me. The presidential polling week, polling week last week ended with a job approval from Rasmussen, of 44% for the president, and then 40% of the country believe that the country's headed in the right direction. Now, that number keeps going up. And the president earned a 47% monthly approval in March. So he's just cruising along.
Well, his poll numbers look very good, of course, even given the circumstances. And as always, Captain, I attribute this to the fact that the American people see the president fully engaged in this coronavirus fight and the war against the coronavirus. And every single day, even Saturdays and Sundays, coming out to the press briefing room, and talking at length for all about so many of these different aspects of the fight. And I think that they see that as being a real leader. Now, you hear some people just complaining. They're usually the rabid anti-Trumpers who Trump could never do anything good. But most of the people, even people who might not have voted for President Trump, are saying the chips are down and this guy's working every day.
Now, I know this is a little bit early to mention this, but yesterday Wall Street went up 7% on the hopes of slowing the virus deaths down, or slowing, the cases down in general, which is what we're starting to see. But the Dow futures today are up again substantially. Not as much as they were yesterday, but they're about halfway there right now. Everything's in the green as we speak.
And that's a very good thing. And you're right. I think, generally speaking, the Dow rose about 7% on the notion that even in New York, the daily death toll had gone down. And so that was, I think, spurring along investors. Because, again, the uncertainty factor is really what drives the market in so many ways. And so if they get a little glimmer that something's going to be a little more certain tomorrow than it was today, then they reflect that, I think.
Yeah. Also, we mentioned briefly about the president getting involved in the Theodore Roosevelt, the commanding officer's case there to find out what's going on. He said some very good things about him. The crew put together a petition. They started a petition, and now it's got 122,000 names on it demanding the commanding officer, the Theodore Roosevelt, be put back in charge.
Yes, that's very interesting. And the president did speak very highly of Captain Crozier, saying that he was an exemplary officer, talked about the fact
very
that...
Very smart, very sharp. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. He reviewed his file personally just before coming out to the press briefing. And so he is looking into it. And I think that he said he didn't want somebody's life to be ruined over one thing. And so we'll see what happens.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren is with me. For one more segment, don't go anywhere. We're coming back, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why a shotgun? Why a shotgun?
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Well, Mr. Announcer Guy was kind of not wanting to talk, but I had to make him talk there with a couple of little pounding on the hammer here. But this portion, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot out of Seattle. They're doing quite well up there. They're faring well. And if you want to try an all-natural product that works for me, I've been taking it for 4 years. And yes, I've got pain that I can't get rid of, so I take it for that reason. And every day I start out the morning before I take this stuff. When it wears off, my pain level's about a 3 or a 4. So I take this and it goes down to 0. It's that simple. Arthritis is what I've got. Back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain, whatever kind of pain you've got, let me suggest Relief Factor to you. Because you start out with the 3-week quick start. Now, the 3-week quick start is for the first week, you take it 3 times a day, a packet of 4 capsules in there, all natural, dissolves very quickly, and you're all set. That's what you do. And then, after that, you take it twice a week, or twice a day, for the next 2 weeks. So what you need to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain to find out more. And don't forget to order the 1995 3-week quick start while you're there. The 1995 3-week quick start at relieffactor.com/captain. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let me drift on over to the telephone lines, because I think we got one of our friends on there. Is this Nelson?
Yes, Nelson in Jasper, Florida.
What's up?
I got a question for you. I understood a very short snippet on the news that said that the oil pipeline in North Dakota has been allowed or will be built or reopened or something. Either a court decided it or the Indians went along with it or something. What have you heard about that?
Well, supposedly more than a year ago it was decided that they were going to turn around and and build the pipeline. And then, of course, they did a lawsuit about it. But the lawsuit was lost by the Indians, overruled by another court, and they're back to building a pipeline.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what I heard, but I wanted to reinforce that. As well as another problem came up, the Appalachian Trail. Are you familiar with the Appalachian Trail?
I've been on it.
Have you? Okay, you know it's not even a road.
I know.
In the sense that it's a mud path.
Yep, I know.
Oh, well,
it's a hiking path.
A hiking path. They have been trying, West Virginia has been trying to get natural gas, a pipeline, under that trail. And because it is a national trail, the courts are confused and saying maybe, maybe not, that they could put a pipe underneath that trail.
Yeah, yeah.
And my understanding was that the Supreme Court heard the case 2 weeks ago. And, of course, they haven't issued an opinion yet that I'm aware of.
No.
But the only thing holding this up is, can we stick a pipeline underneath a mile-high dirt road?
I don't know. I'm not an attorney, and that would be one for the environmentalists, but I have no idea, okay?
And I do know one other thing. It is said, at least, in the newspapers, that other places along the Appalachian Trail does have pipelines underneath it. And it's like,
that's possible, because it goes through more than one state. That is possible.
Yeah,
all right.
So thank you so much.
All right, thanks. That's Nelson. I don't know the answer to that one, Kyle.
Yeah, I don't either, unfortunately. I suppose, you know, with engineering prowess, they could probably come up with some way, because the idea would be to preserve the Appalachian Trail.
They don't want to destroy any of the natural stuff there. Okay, well, before we went to break, we talked about Wall Street and the fact that things were moving along pretty good there. A lot of people talk about Wall Street, and it is what it is. And, of course, the other thing is we're watching some food prices now. That are getting shorted, if you will, because of whatever the reason happens to be. Maybe people are hoarding pork and beans, or people are hoarding green beans or corn or something. But there's a shortage now of some of the different canned goods that are out there after the virus has upended the supply chain, to where some of the things can't get through in a normal manner.
That's right. And so this panic buying or hoarding, this kind of thing, it's helping your neighbors.
We used to call it doomsday survival buying.
That's right.
Everybody's a survivalist right now because, I'm not going to be able to get that. Jeez, go ahead.
No, exactly. And so what they're doing is they're making it harder for their own neighbors to have staple things that everybody would need, like rice or bread or things like that.
Rice-a-roni.
Yeah, that's right. So we're seeing, people, you know, sharing stuff. And
now,
okay, I got this. Yeah.
Now, we need to talk about something here, because this came out yesterday from Social Security, and I was very surprised after we kind of thought we had this thing all figured out to begin with. And all of a sudden yesterday, Social Security threw a monkey wrench into the works. They said, because legislators based the stimulus payments on tax returns, many people who do not file them will miss out on the payments. Now, here's where they talk about specifically. Anyone claimed as a dependent on another person's taxes will not receive a check. In other words, if your mom or your dad lives with you and you're the son or the daughter in a house and you're taking them as a deduction as a dependent, you'll get the money. They won't. That's just the way it is. And it also includes many college students who are at home since campuses are closed due to the outbreak, and many of the seniors that also live with their adult children. So, again, if you're a dependent, or if you're being taken care of because you're disabled and you're on someone else's tax return, they're going to get the money. You're not.
Right, exactly. So I'm sure that, that's going to sort of become hopefully more clear as we go through this. But, you know, there's a lot of still a lot of...
And the dependent money was about, what was it? Was it $500?
As I understand, it would be $500 for every dependent child. Now,
that includes the parents now and all that.
one might think. It depends. If you've declared other people dependent on your tax returns, it would seem to follow, unless they would be have to be minor children, but I haven't seen that that's expressly said.
Yeah, and Social Security came out with that yesterday about, 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's something that we did not know before, and it was clarified yesterday. Now, here's one for you. Diabetic patients, Kyle, can't find any rubbing alcohol.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I know.
Isopropyl alcohol is gone.
Exactly. And again, this is all part of the thing because people are looking to disinfect and this kind of stuff, and so they're getting anything.
Or make hand sanitizer.
Or to make the hand sanitizer, that's right. And so they want to be able to do that. But let's see, that's again, if you have people coming into these stores and buying all of the toilet paper or all of the rubbing alcohol or all of the stuff, it really makes it harder for everybody else. And I think people know who are the ones who might have gone into their neighborhood store and done that. And there could be some evil eyes given here as time goes by. Because again, it's hard, people need to take what they need and not, because the stores are open. Last time I checked, the stores are open. They're going to stay open,
Now, let's talk a little bit about oil because oil dropped off yesterday. West Texas crude dropped off 8.67% down to 26.08 a barrel from where it was. Brent crude dropped down to 33.05 down 3.21%. And gasoline, ironically, went up a penny to 70 cents a gallon from 69, up 1.45%. And the one-year futures on oil is at $29 a barrel now. Now, again, the magic number that the guys up in the fracking area are looking at is they're looking for a minimum of $40 a barrel. They're got a long ways to go to get there.
Well, exactly. And it's all contingent now upon whether or not Saudi Arabia and Russia will cut back.
Yep. And finally, did you hear what Candace Owens said yesterday?
Yes. Well, she seems to be putting Democrats on notice that she's coming for their seats.
Yeah, but who did she specifically mention?
Yeah, well, that would be AOC. That's right.
AOC. She said, "I'm coming after your seat." Now, she didn't say she was running yet, but she said, "I'm coming for your seat," Candace Owens.
Right. Yeah. So she's exploring that, and so what that could mean, obviously, is that she might really want to run.
Well, AOC's got $6 million. So Candace, you better get to work on getting some money.
Well, exactly right. No kidding.
All right, tell us how you hear your show, my friend.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We look forward to talking to you tonight, so you take care.
You too.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate the great job that he's doing working during this period that we're going through right now. Out there all across the country and around the world with this COVID-19 epidemic. And there's so much news at night now. I mean, that's why he's hanging in there a little bit longer. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Some signs of progress in fighting the coronavirus in terms of flattening the curve. Still, many more people expected to pass away in the U.S. In New York City, Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says the number of hospitalizations down slightly. Michigan and Louisiana still seeing their numbers rise. President Trump wishing British Prime Minister Boris Johnson well. He's had the coronavirus now for about 10 days, but he has been moved to the intensive care unit in a hospital in London as he's now critically ill. Johnson is 55 years old.
Americans are all praying for his recovery. He's been a really good friend. He's been really something very special, strong, resolute, doesn't quit, doesn't give up.
And a big rally on Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 8%. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And here's more about them.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, National Aviation Academy knows that more and more young people are just not headed straight off to college from high school, and a lot of guys and gals coming out of the military don't really know what they want to do, if they want to continue with their MOS or if they want to try something different. More people have chosen to go to technical schools to learn a trade that will, in most cases, as they find out, not pay them quite about as much as what they would as if they got a college degree right off the bat. Now, National Aviation Academy is one of those schools that absolutely fills the void, because you can have a great career
with a starting salary of around $60,000 a year with a 40-hour work week as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, you can check them out to find out more by going online to the website naa.edu. That's NAA.edu. They have two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. They have another one in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in Tampa Bay on the west side of Tampa Bay. Now, keep in mind that they right now are closed. They will be open again in May. So you can schedule your tour for May by either going online, naa.edu, or giving them a call at 800-659-2080. So Concord, Mass., outside Boston, is one location. Clearwater, Florida, here in the Tampa Bay area. And all you got to do is tell them the captain sent you when you give them that call at 800-659-2080. It's all you got to do, and you're in like Flynn. All righty. Well, the Secretary of Defense has issued guidelines now on how troops should start wearing face coverings in public to prevent the COVID-19 spread, especially the ones in New York City. And you're going to start seeing more of that. Service members are being instructed to start wearing face coverings in public in the latest effort to limit the spread of the deadly coronavirus. The Defense Secretary Mark Esper said that in a recent memo. By the way, we've been talking about the fired Theodore Roosevelt skipper. Of course, everybody knows he's tested positive for COVID-19. Beloved by his crew, you've all probably by now seen the YouTube and Facebook videos of the captain getting a rousing round of applause and a thundering send-off when they took him off the ship, being fired as skipper of the aircraft carrier. The Theodore Roosevelt. Now, there's a big brouhaha coming over that because the president is kind of hinting he's going to get involved to make the final decision as to what happens to Captain Brent Crozier next. And the Secretary of the Navy, in the meantime, has got all kinds of pressure coming down on him from Democrats and even some fellow Republicans that are saying, hey, man, something screwy going on here. Because of the way the crew loves this skipper, that it never should have happened. But I get it. I understand it. I know why. I know military protocol. He should have written his letter to one person, his commanding officer, the admiral directly above him, and that would have been it. No problem would have happened. But he wound up writing a letter that went to about 25 or more people, don't know how many were blind copied, and it got out there, and it just created a big brouhaha. Now, medical military support in New York City, New Orleans, and Dallas is expanding right now to include COVID-19 patients. The hospital ships in the New York Harbor, as well as in L.A., are going to begin the pierside screening to reduce the backlog at the hospitals. That was all agreed upon yesterday. They'll be getting patients in New York, COVID-19 patients, so the hospitals can do what they normally do. And the Army Corps of Engineers is working right now to stand up at least 25,000 hospital beds. Now, they're doing this all across the United States and various states and cities. They're scrambling to overcome the need for extra bed space in some areas. But here's the thing. In my area, we had a hospital across the bay that laid off a bunch of hospital workers yesterday because they didn't have enough patients to keep them busy. That certainly goes against the grain of what you're hearing, isn't it? Wow. But anyway, that's all I'm going to say. And the people that are listening to me from our affiliate south of the Bay, they know exactly what I'm talking about. That's where I'm going to let that sit. Oh, boy. Meanwhile, the U.S. has handed over another airbase to Iraqi forces. The U.S. handed over the Al-Takhanum air base to Iraqi forces over the weekend. It's the fourth base to be handed over to Iraqi security forces over the past several weeks. And we're finding out that the leader of ISIS In Afghanistan, the head of the Islamic State group, the Afghanistan affiliate, was arrested along with 19 other militants in an operation over the weekend by the Afghani military. Now, the Pentagon denies that it sought to hide future budget information. They're pushing back on reports that it seeks to classify previously public information about its future spending plans, with the department insisting that the transparency of this information, currently made public as part of the regular budget rollout process, is not going to change. Now, it's been roughly a month since the first U.S. service member, a South Korean-based soldier, tested positive for coronavirus. Currently, the military is nearing 1,000 confirmed cases across the services. And with the services on track to report more than 1,000 cases of the COVID-19 by the end of the week, which they already have, military senior leadership is looking at a tough choice as to how they're going to balance our national security risks and keep everybody doing what they're supposed to be doing at the right troop levels. We'll see where that goes. Now, dozens of more military bases have suspected forever chemical contamination on them. The number of military installations with known contamination of suspected discharges of PER and the polyfluorical substances, or PFAS, continues to rise, according to an environmental advocacy group keeping tally based on information obtained by the Defense Department. Now, there shouldn't be any surprise to that, because there's a lot of stuff buried on some of these bases that was just merely, and nobody really knew about it. They went out, dug a hole, buried it. For example, there's actually some items that are buried that go back to World War II, as far as what it is and where it is. And also, the Defense Department is continuing to talk about the deal that the Air Force has with Boeing and the fact that they have finalized an agreement that will finally fix the KC-46 aerial refueling tanker's most serious technical problem, which is a sensor and camera system that they needed to have for the boom for the tanker so it could fuel jets. So, they're getting that taken care of. It'll be fixed on Boeing's dime. That's going to cost a bunch of money, about $46 million, they're telling us. Maybe more. That's just an estimate on their part. But they're going to get it done so they can get the jets out there and get them into the fleet and get them flying around. Alrighty, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Plenty more coming your way. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
They got Obama phone.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
WCCR, Board of the Bayou, bringing you back this hour with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And you guys and gals, if you haven't tried out a Pilot Flying J or a truck stop, you better find out real quick, because it is really, really a good place to be. Now, a slow-moving storm system is going to bring heavy mountain snow to Southern California into Thursday. At the lower elevations, heavy rainfall is posing a flash flood risk. Kyle Warren there in California's got a flash flood warning right there in his area tonight to the Burn Scar locations. And severe thunderstorms capable of damaging winds, large hail, and isolated tornadoes will be possible from the Mid-South to the Ohio Valley and Middle Atlantic on Tuesday. We've got a weather system beginning to form right now. Now, I'm going to go up first into North Dakota, because I-90 and I-94 coming across, I don't see anything to bother you at all until about Fargo. And then from Fargo north, straight north all the way up to the Canadian line, you are going to be in fog. Heavy pea soup fog. And there's a little bit of rain up in that area, too, around there and around Moorhead, Minnesota. And it looks like there might be some weather tonight off to the west of Minneapolis headed in that direction. Looks like there's some thunderstorm activity there. There is a warning in that area right now. Let's put it that way. So keep your eyes and ears on what's going on. And if you're up in that area listening to me in Minnesota, turn on your weather radios, or you should always keep them on this time of the year, really. And then down below South Dakota, southwest corner of South Dakota, you've got a red flag warning for very dry conditions, fire threat warning. Same for the western half of Nebraska right now. A little bit windy in Wyoming, the eastern part of Wyoming. You got some wind up there in the southeastern corner of Wisconsin. No, that's Minnesota. Minnesota and the northeastern corner of Iowa right now. You've got some very dry conditions in Colorado as you come up out of New Mexico right there on 25, I-25, so be advised of that. Meanwhile, out in California from the Oregon line down I-5 all the way down to Redding, you've got some snow, just general snow tonight. Reno, a little bit windy there tonight. Lake Tahoe, a little bit windy there. And down about 100 miles south out of Reno, Nevada, you've got some wind there. Now, you've got rain right now along the Nevada-California border down towards Las Vegas. However, in the higher elevations, that rain becomes snow. And there is snow right now in the high desert of California, and maybe up going over to El Cajon, too, by the looks of it. Some snow on the mountaintops around Las Vegas to the northwest and north of Las Vegas. But the rain is pretty much covering up the whole eastern third. From Ontario, well, just east of LA, but Ontario out there all the way to the Arizona line, and also down below looks like to Yuma, all the way down to Yuma, rain all the way there. Now, down along the Gulf Coast, we've got some heavy fog right now that just showed up in the last hour. You've got winds down towards Brownsville, but up the road just a tad bit, all the way to Houston, Texas right now, you've got some pretty heavy fog in that area, so be advised of that. And over across I-10, there might be a few showers in Louisiana around New Orleans, but nothing to worry about, just a little bit light rain. And looking fairly good in Florida. There might be some weather over on the east side there around Lake Okeechobee up to about Daytona. Might be some scattered showers, certainly some wind in the area. You got wind up in Connecticut and Massachusetts tonight, Rhode Island. And then it's really, really cold in Maine tonight. You have a freeze warning in Maine. Temperatures are going to drop way down up there. And hope your heater's working if you're going that way. Because a lot of guys in the wintertime, they forget to turn their hot water back on, and they're running around when the temperatures get warm, and they need it. And you're going to need it tonight if you're going up to grab that load of potatoes or french fries up there around Presque Isle or Caribou. You're going to need it for sure. So there you go. So that's what it's looking like right now. Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Remember, always brought to you by our good friends over there at the Pilot Travel Centers and Flying J Truck Stops. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And I will tell you that some of the great stuff they got going on in there, you know, you're going to pull into a Pilot and you won't believe you're there, because it could be a McDonald's, could be an Arby's, could be a Wendy's, could be a Dairy Queen, full-service Dairy Queen with everything they have to offer, could be a Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell, could even be a Wendy's, and you know what Wendy's are all about. Or you could have a Chester's Chicken there, too. And, of course, the Flying J's have got the Denny's, the Huddle Houses, and Moe's Southwest Grill, all the boot. And you might even find somewhere along the way, you might even find a Dunkin' Donuts going on there, too. Alrighty, well, we've got Denise Simon right now from FoundersCode.com, and Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles, see what she's all about. All right, here we go. The 2.2 trillion dollars that we just got isn't enough. It looks like somewhere along the line we're going to have another 1.5 trillion dollar package. It's going to have more money in it for the folks, and it looks like it's going to be a second shot of what they already got.
Well, we don't know that it's not enough yet. So I think we need to kind of like slow down on that one.
Tell that to Nancy Pelosi.
Well, Trump is all in on it too.
Yep.
At least he suggested that in the White House briefing the last two times. This would necessarily be the fourth, but the fourth stimulus that he is open to is allegedly for infrastructure.
Yep.
Really, I mean, where we're going to devalue the dollar down to like nothing. I'm not happy about the I'm not happy about this one.
Well, I'm going to go with Mark Cuban on this one, because Mark Cuban is being an optimist about everything that's going on here. And, of course, he's saying that we're going to have 2.0 when we come back, and it's just going to roar back.
I don't disagree with that part.
Yep.
That's separate from a fourth round of stimulus.
And I do know that there are people that do have money. I mean, not everybody's broke waiting on their last dime and all that, but there are people that have money. Some of them are these mom-and-pop places that thank God they were able to save some money. And they can't wait, because they're going to open up and they're going to even go bigger than what they are now. I've been told that by several of my friends that are going to expand.
I think there are a lot of discussions going on in private, in sole proprietorships, in boardrooms, and in government about, you know, some kind of plan on what they want to do when the country opens up and how it opens up. So there's certainly, I mean, it'd be prudent to put things in place for that.
Yep, and hold that thought. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And, yeah, we are going to open up the country a little bit over here and a little bit over there and a little bit up there. That's the way we're going to do it when we get around to doing it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.